I think just purely based on what Craig DeBrain and the rest of the candidates' attorneys were doing this afternoon, we need to talk to the Academy, who puts the Oscars together, and just submit all of you for a nomination of some sort. Craig, how was that?
Nerve-wracking at first, but I think the laughter sort of calmed us down, and we were pleased to give a good rounding, put together show.
How was it like working with all of the other candidates' attorneys?
I must say, it went actually well. We worked it out in a week. We structured it, put our thoughts together, and just wrote a good script, I think. And it came well together. I mean, we didn't have any animosity between each other. We had fantastic laughter during the preparation, and went well.
I'm sure as you started with the company, this was not anything close to what you were envisioning doing. End up performing at a year-end event. But what are some of the highlights that you have as a candidate attorney for Hogan Lovell?
The highlights, I must say, I keep telling people this is what I've learned in these 9 months is more than I've learned in my 23 years of living. And I think it's just what you get exposed to in the transition from varsity to the real private practice. And what I took most out of it was the exposure to the clientele we have, the kind of work we do. If I can give you a background, I was in banking and finance, cross-border trade, and the international exposure we've had and that I've been exposed to was just magnificent. And the partners and associates I've been working under, getting that rich mindset and knowledge was just phenomenal for myself. And I think the dynamics of the team, you get to push yourself. It was always an uphill battle, I wouldn't lie, every day. But I think that's the only way you grow, and that's the only way you get out of your shell. And I'm pleased to have gotten out of my shell from the 4 years of studying.
How do you think these past few months have changed you as a person and changing how you take on the rest of your career?
If there's something I've learned this past few months, it's definitely patience. Like I said, it's the transition from academics to the private practice is a big leap. And you have to have patience with yourself to actually learn the kind of things that we do. But also confidence, because a lot of the partners give trust and confidence in you, and you have to take that with both hands and remind yourself you're not here for no reason. You're here for a special purpose, and you need to fulfill that, and that is on you, and that's the task that I've given to myself.
And if you had to summarize 2018 with one word here at Hogan Lovell, what would it be, apart from show-stopping? Which was your award was, your performance?
I'll have to think about it. Shape-shifting.
Well, here's to you.
Thank you.
And here's to the company, and here's to a shape-shifting 2019.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for the time.
Awesome.